Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, September 28, 1908. Elder Haskell, Oakland, California. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, some days ago I sent you quite a long communication. I shall be pleased to hear from you in regard to it. I received the letter in which you expressed the mind of a portion of the people regarding the Buena Vista property. But this is not to end the question. A more thorough investigation should be made by those who are competent judges and who are acquainted with the circumstances that led to the first examination of the property. When a fair investigation has been made and the matter laid before the Lord, then a harmonious and unprejudiced decision can be made. But unless there are the best of reasons for dropping the matter just where it is, this should not be done, even to satisfy some who feel that they have formed the conclusion, from very sensible convictions, that the plan is not of the Lord. We have had so much of man's planning that we should have an all-sufficient reason before giving up all thought of this property. The people at Sonoma are desirous that the school be located there. They wish their children to attend. This may seem a little thing, but it means much. The children of unbelievers coming into the school and hearing the reasons of our faith set forth will be influenced to believe. We as a people are to improve such opportunities of giving the light to others. I have written a letter to the church members at Fresno, which I hope will be read before the church. Many of the believers in Fresno are in need of genuine conversion. With some, selfishness has eclipsed true godliness and blinded the spiritual eyesight. Many are standing in such a position that should Christ come to the earth today, they would be found unfit to enter in through the gates into the city. I ask you, Elder Haskell, to make suitable appeals and let others make appeals to the people of Fresno. They need to be aroused from their lethargy to labor for souls. They need to take their light from under the bushel, that those who are now in the darkness of error may see the truth and turn to it.